Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene was outside of the Capitol, had a similar sentiment as Thomas Massie to the approach of Speaker Johnson. She was a little more critical of Speaker Johnson directly, and so she had this to say about the SAVE Act in clip 24.
Hey everyone, you've heard a lot of talk about the CR plus the SAVE Act. Republicans pushing that to be passed before the September 30th government funding deadline. I want to be really honest with you and explain exactly what I've learned this week since Congress has been back in session. Number one thing you need to know, the SAVE Act has already been passed by the House. All House Republicans plus five Democrats voted to pass it on July 10th earlier this summer. So it's already been passed. However, Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris over in the Senate, you know, Kamala Harris, by the way, Vice President, leader of the Senate, refused to bring the SAVE Act to the floor for a vote. And they refused to pass that bill, very important election integrity bill, that would stop non-citizens from voting. They refused to vote for it. And the White House, Joe Biden, although I don't think he's at the White House, we aren't really sure where he is, has already put out a statement that he will not sign it into law. As a matter of fact, Democrats are so against the SAVE Act and so against election integrity, they have already said they will shut down the government before they are willing to even consider a continuing resolution, which is a CR, plus a SAVE Act for government funding on September 30th. So here we are. We're back in session, and what I've learned and some of my colleagues have learned is that our Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, refuses to leverage his power as the Speaker and the House's power, the power of the purse, to push the SAVE Act into law. Therefore, it's complete failure before we even get started. We're supposed to vote on the CR plus the SAVE Act this week, and I have never voted on a CR to kick the can down the road and continue the Democrats' budget, the same budget, by the way, that is causing inflation to be so high that many people can't afford the cost of living these days, the same budget that is funding the invasion at our southern border, that has flooded our country with illegal aliens, costing Americans lives, fentanyl overdoses, and all kinds of crimes against American citizens. The same budget, by the way, that is causing all the problems today, I won't vote for it. And I also won't do this. I'm not going to go into a fight when our leader refuses to fight, and that's Mike Johnson. So I won't be able to vote for the CR plus SAVE Act this week because there's not anyone that's going to stand up to the Democrats, stand up to the White House, and do what it takes to make the SAVE Act, very important bill, an actual law before the election on November 5th. Just wanted to explain it to you and help you understand where we are, and I'll come back to you more with some more information when I have it.
So it's going to be up to the states at this point, and again, the SAVE Act, good intentions, good for the political theater. All the Democrats will vote against it. In fact, the Democrats in the House, only four voted in support of it. So the vast majority of Democrats voted that non-citizens should be allowed to vote. Okay, so you get that political talking point. I mean, beyond a reasonable doubt, hey, look, Democrats say they want to protect democracy. They let anybody come into this country and vote from all over the world. Now, I do think it would be a strategic thing for Trump tonight to ask Kamala, you know, Kamala, if the SAVE Act came to the Senate and you were the deciding vote, how would you vote? Maybe put her on the spot with that. But it's going to come down to the states. Are the states going to clear their voter rolls? Are the states going to make sure there's no illegal voters on the rolls? Are the states going to make sure that if you're doing mail-in ballots, that they're legitimate and legal? That's what it's all going to come down to. By the way, in North Carolina, good news for Trump, I would say. It's funny, the states Republicans run, they're obeying the law. States Democrats run, they're trying to steal it from Trump. North Carolina Supreme Court rules RFK Jr.'s name must be removed from the ballots. So the states where the Democrat... Now, it's funny, the Democrats originally wanted RFK Jr. off the ballots because they knew it hurt Democrats. Now the Democrats, after RFK Jr. is not running, they want him on the ballots because they know it. At this point, they think it would hurt Trump. So that's how corrupt these Democrats are. But that's good news for Trump in North Carolina. Again, when RFK Jr. was a presidential candidate, the Democrats wanted him off the ballot. Now that RFK Jr. has dropped out of the race, the Democrats want him on the ballot. Democrats. Everything they do is corrupt. They have no ethics, no shame, nothing. Now, I'd prefer a Republican Party that was less like Mike Johnson and more like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Thomas Massie or Matt Gaetz. Now, do you think, I mean, it's pretty much settled at this point. I think Mike Johnson is probably worse than Kevin McCarthy. I'd say that's settled. And that's not to say that Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus did the wrong thing removing Kevin McCarthy. I'd say it was probably the right thing still. You had bad leadership. You wanted to go for new leadership. It ended up being worse, but you took the shot anyway. And the Wall Street Journal thinks they're attacking Matt Gaetz here. And they say, quote of the day is from Matt Gaetz. I'm trying to reshape the House in my image. Gaetz writes to the Wall Street Journal's reporter Natalie Andrews. Gaetz says he doesn't want to divide the GOP. He wants to make it to be just like him. Asked to describe what that looks like, Gaetz said it is a Republican who can end the wars, shut the border, reduce the spending, and is a fighter. So that sounds pretty good to me. That's what the future of the Republican Party should be. And it should be a Republican Party that understands, like Thomas Massie, what powers they have in the House and the Senate. And to actually use them. The Democrats get a teaspoon of power, they'll find a way to conquer you with it. They'll find a way to abuse it. And these Republicans have power that's enshrined to them, and they won't even do anything with it. We have freedoms that are guaranteed to us in the Constitution by God, not government. The Republicans won't even fight to protect them. So that's where we're at. Now, there were some other developments on the Hill today that are very important, some serious stuff with the victims of illegal immigrant murders and rapes speaking, and then Democrats insulting them. You can't make that up. And then there's Eric Swalwell. This guy is just something else. The Chinese spy banger, and then the guy who said he had the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion but obviously lied, never produced it. What he was up to today is quite hilarious. And then we got a new video of a 1995 news report that seems to be suggesting Kamala Harris was really Willie Brown's escort. Yeah. Funny. The news might, maybe it was honest back in the day. Now, so we got all that coming up. Folks, the crew is going to be here long hours doing the extended live broadcast covering tonight's debate. And so we appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to pay them. That's what it's all about. That's where our money comes from. You're our sponsors at InfoWarsStore.com. And so that includes great products on sale like Nitric Boost, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Both of those products are great for your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. It's so important, all the cardiovascular issues we have in today's age, that you're doing something for your cardiovascular health. So we have the answer. It's Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got Bodies 25% off right now. I love that ultimate turmeric formula for flexibility, anti-inflammatory, and joint support. Really helps me if I'm stiff after a workout or a couple hours of playing ball the night before. I get stiff, and that's just a big relief. 25% off Bodies, whole body support, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to go back to Congress on the other side. You'll hear from, I mean, this has to be one of the most rudest exchange from Democrats you've ever seen, but she gets told off by the witness.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available.
It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So before we go back to the Hill, the Justice Department wants you to rest easy, knowing that they are all about election security. No, this is hilarious. The Justice Department issues new guidance on federal law regarding voter registration. And this is a direct quote here. List maintenance, so the voter rolls, list maintenance efforts must be uniform and non-discriminatory, don't be racist, and a program to systematically remove ineligible voters must be done within 90 days of an election. Oh, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient with 55 days and some odd hours until the election? That now they're just saying, well, look, the Justice Department says if you find 1 million ineligible voters on your voter rolls, they still get to vote. Wow. That is redonkulous. So, literally, you have lawsuits ongoing in multiple states. So, but I'm wondering how this is going to be applied. And I don't think the Justice Department can really do anything about this. I think that they're putting this out as a protection for some of these states run by Democrats, like maybe Michigan or Pennsylvania, where there's ongoing litigation and there's a potential that they would have to purge the voter rolls of millions of illegal votes like they did in Texas. And then, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they're going to say, oh, no. Well, we did find 1 million ineligible voters on the rolls, but the Justice Department says we can't get rid of them. So they get to vote this election. Oh, how special. So when Texas removed 1.1 million illegal voters from their rolls last month, is the Justice Department going to come into Texas and say, no, they get to vote? This is ludicrous. This is clown world. The Justice Department says if you find illegal voters on your rolls within 90 days of an election, they're eligible to vote. What a joke. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have all kinds of rules around laws. But if it's like, you know, if you're speeding within 10 blocks of your house, then you're okay. You're fine. You know. If you rape between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m., then the Justice Department says that's not rape. What? That's the equivalency here. Don't tell me that's not the equivalency. That's the equivalency. They're making an exception. And they're just saying, nope. Yeah, those are illegal voters. But, oh, 90 days before the election, sorry, they get to vote. Sorry. Justice Department. What? So again, this all comes down to the states. This is just going to be the ammo that the Democrat states wave in front of judges and wave in front of Republicans and the state Supreme Courts and state election boards and everything else. And they're going to say, no. Yeah, you might have found 700,000 illegal votes on the rolls, but Justice Department says 90 days before the election, you can't remove them. They get to vote. Oh, and then every single one of them votes Democrat. I mean, that is just ridiculous. So let's protect our democracy and the Justice Department make sure illegals can vote. Let's protect our democracy and the Democrat Party make sure non-citizens can vote. Insane. Insane in the membrane. There it is, folks. They are setting up the big rig. They are setting up the big steal. I mean, let's look at Nevada, where the election was a tiny margin, and they just purged hundreds of thousands of illegal voters off the rolls. That was within 90 days of the election. Is the Department of Justice going to go into Nevada and say, no, put those illegal voters back on the rolls? That is insane. So they're gearing up for the steal, folks. They're gearing up for the steal. And the Biden DOJ, although Biden is gone, nobody knows where Biden is, including himself, he's gone. So the Department of Justice acting rogue, maybe it's Kamala, who knows? Are they going to go into Nevada where this election might be won or lost? And they're going to say, all those illegal votes that you just purged from the rolls, put them back on. They get to vote. But they're illegal. Doesn't matter. Are they going to go to Texas? 1.1 million illegal votes removed from the rolls, and they're going to tell Governor Abbott, put them back? They're going to tell Attorney General Ken Paxton, put them back? This is absurd. The big steal is on. The Democrats are doing everything to steal this election. My God. All right. Meanwhile, should we go to another black woman ripping the liberals to shreds? How about that? Feels apropos at the moment. Let's go to clip 14. This is in Chicago. One black American woman has had enough of white liberals in clip 14.
You don't hang no signs about black people hating on immigrants, because black people ain't got no reason to hate on no immigrants.
Oh, no, but the immigrants got
we
no
everything
reason to hate
y'all
on
are in this song. Let me tell you something. You get them signs down. Anytime that Alderman Lawson and Silverstein can, and what's that other?
CJ Lopez.
Sit up here and
Lopez.
Talk about how they should get a hate crime bill because swastikas were sent Ziploc bags in that community. They hung this in our community. We want it off the polls. We want that to be the beginning of a hate crime. And that organization, which is a white liberal organization, like in the words of Malcolm X, who told us what? That the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes.
And he is coming up in here acting like y'all representing some social justice.
Say that.
But all along, all you're doing is trying to use black people to find a reason to make some money.
Say
that. Let me tell y'all something over there. We're done. The Democratic Party is done. You ain't gonna mess with us like
y'all
this
gonna abuse us.
I'm telling you what I'm
they get to abuse the black American.
Come in here and go clean it up.
Clean
I'm
up.
Telling
go
you,
ahead.
The
go ahead.
Righteous heart. You leave the Democratic Party. Do just like RFK Jr. Just do like that Tulsa lady. You better get up out the Democratic Party. Save yourself. Save your families. Save your dignity. Save your jobs and save your seat. Because if y'all don't, we coming for your seats. We ain't taking this no more. We ain't taking no disrespect from a bunch of people who have broke into the country and now have completely broke the city, have completely broke the country, have completely disgraced the United States of America. America is a disgrace. And for us, oh my God, for the solution, you give us a fake, black, cackling hand of a candidate.
Oh!
With a vice president that's talking about he want to put tampons in the boys' bathroom.
Lord, mercy.
The number one function of a president is to be the commander-in-chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looked like she could protect this country after y'all just sat up here and let it get her overridden with a bunch of
illegal immigrants.
Y'all just sat up here and put America's hands in all kind of wars. And you telling me a tampon man that ran from duty don't even know what his rule was. Kamala Harris, who don't know what race she is, gonna protect this country? The devil is a lie. Y'all better get some signs down.
Yeah,
I know that.
Thank you. An American legend is born. Oh my gosh. Tell it. Now, you got to understand about these Democrats. And look, we are on the verge. There's a lot of crossroads America faces. But directly in regards to the Democrat Party, we're on the verge of the Democrats either getting one-party rule, totalitarianism, which is what they want. It's why they're cheating in elections. It's why they've remade the election laws so that they can win. Or really the end of the Democrat Party politically. And they know that. And that is really one of the main functions of busing in, flying in, bringing in all these illegal immigrants because they need the voters and they need a new welfare state. The black American population is done with them. They're losing them fast, folks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going?